with the morning lows somewhere to the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Friday with the afternoon high tomorrow in the lower 50s. The reinforcement chill with gusty winds clearing up to Friday night and in the upper 20s to the mid-30s. Followed by a sunny Saturday, low 50s, most sunny Sunday, high of lower 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Everyone needs a tax preparer, sometimes cash advance too. If you are in need of a qualified tax preparer or chart on cash, Budgets to Goals can help you with your tax preparation and or short-term, personal or small business financing needs. With cash advances up to $9,500, call Budgets to Goals Financial Services today. 504-274-7352. 504-274-7352.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
At the water's edge, that means our national boundaries, our national borders, where, and, you know, we're not a landlocked country. We are a maritime nation, a maritime power without much of a merchant marine anymore. And one of the reasons we have a Navy is for projection of power, to project our international rights of way coming to and going, you know, coming from the United States and going to and coming back to the United States from foreign nations and foreign ports and foreign people and foreign ways. You know, that's where the term flag of convenience came from, where a lot of we had the largest merchant marine after World War II in the world, bar none. And it's how we won World War II. And although World War II was a PSYOP, much like the Cold War and World War I, where the European weapons manufacturers were, and they used our own civil war to do that and create a land bridge under the national security state, using that umbrella to come into and take back the United States. And they've done a pretty good job. And if you don't realize that, maybe I can wake you up a little bit more with today's show, where what was carried out upon me in the creation of the Department of Homeland Security and by the Department of Homeland Security and involving the Transportation Security Administration, that used to be the Transportation Safety Administration, and the U.S. Coast Guard, that came from the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense. It's not a branch of military. Hello, people, wake up. Slap, slap upside the head. Thank you very much. That what they did to me was basically like in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where Jack Nicholson's character, McMurphy, I think it was a merchant seaman. And that's why he had the black wool cap on. And that's why he took out the little boat with all the people from the asylum. And because he was a merchant seaman. Ken Kesey, the guy who wrote the book, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, did experiments with MK Ultra and the CIA. He actually got his good quality LSD from the CIA, and what he wrote about, and he was involved in the program in MK Ultra. What he wrote about was taken from case studies from the Department of Health and Human Services that used to have a Department of Psychiatry in it, in the Department of Health and Human Services, the very same agency, we'll call it that. And I would say it's a crown agency, because this is all under kingly law, prerogative law, administrative law, privy council, star chamber, all that good stuff, to where the Department of Health and Human Services was also the one that wanted to chip everybody using VeriChip. And Tommy Thompson, who was the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, who was pushing that agenda. And now they've changed and moved, and they're doing it through the CDC. And Rochelle Walensky is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But what was done to me under a spinoff of MKUltra, or a psychological operation or PSYOP, that Ken Kesey exposed to a degree in One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest. And the biggest thing is what they did under Reagan was they privatized the whole situation and system to where they could do the same thing, but use private doctors, use the unions, which is run by the mob, organized crime, forced psych exams. The APA, and there's another one. The APA is the American Psychiatric Association. The first head of it was, of course, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. So I know you might think I'm crazy, and yeah, they probably should have done what they did, but ask yourself, why would they use a branch of military that I'm not in, that's not supposed to be a branch of military, one that helped create the Department of Homeland Security and things like federal fusion centers, where I was actually prosecuted within, in room 5150, and they can label it and they can do this because they know that they can pretty much get away with it. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was not written by the guy that it was done to. It was basically a compilation of case studies that Kesey got a hand on and a hold of by working with the CIA and others and doing LSD experiments with and for them and upon others. So, you know, it shouldn't be a stretch of the imagination for you to understand why I'm asking for assistance, help, a circling of the wagon, because I've just been, and what it is, it's ritual abuse. It's very similar to Monarch, which is what Britney Spears and others have undergone. Even, I think, Heather Locklear, and you name, you know, usually Monarch, and it's not always, goes towards women. And I'm not saying that's what was used on me, but Monarch is one of those offshoots of MKUltra. And they use it and have been used. Like I've talked about John Negroponte, how he was running death squads down in Central America as the U.S. ambassador to, I believe it was El Salvador. And you have to connect Iran-Contra and Oliver North and Ronald Reagan and all of these other individuals into that. And what has clearly been going on, and I've been saying this from the start because of involvement of guys like Archie Morgan, the heir apparent to, in my own stuff, in my own situation, to where he's the heir apparent to J.P. Morgan Jr., who gave us the Federal Reserve Act, and J.P. Morgan Sr., who gave us our Civil War. And, J.P. Morgan Jr. also gave us the income tax. We didn't have an internal income tax until they created and started the Federal Reserve. And it was Roosevelt, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and tied into all of this and the Money Trust and the Kennedys and more. There's not very many good eggs. And I think Kennedy realized what he was a part of and started to pull a Noriega, or Noriega started to pull a Kennedy, and like Mossadegh and others started to represent their people first and foremost. I mean, Justin Trudeau swore allegiance to the crown and to Queen Elizabeth specifically. So these are the kind of people that are lording themselves over us. They are all a bunch of little antichrists. Hitler didn't arise to power on his own. There was a lot of little Hitlers in place, or little Napoleons, or little antichrists, those who are trying to set themselves up as gods and lord themselves over others and force all of us through, you know, even the vaccine and the virus, quote unquote, and the vaccine, and I spell it with three X's, VAXXXINE, are part of a major PSYOP that is and has been going on for a very long time. Even the, you know, Federal Reserve, it's not federal, it's not reserve, it's not our money system. It's been taken over by an international cabal, including you know, the Kennedys were part of John Forbes Kerry. The Forbes were part of it. And you can tell by the fact that they are much like the Bushes, made their money off of opium, which goes to China and the Opium Wars 1 and 2 and seizing of Hong Kong and gifting it back as the largest Trojan horse to mankind ever built, unless you consider this vaccine and or virus the largest Trojan horse, because it is. It's a weapon of war. It's a weapon of subterfuge. It's a weapon of the deep state. It's a weapon of the royal cabal. We're going to break. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696. I need to hear. Oh, I want to shout out for Tony, who has passed on, a regular caller calling to this program, and challenged me when I was on Jeff's show, I think, a couple times. But he has passed on, and I wanted to shout out and say to his family our condolences, the station's condolences, my condolences, my program's condolences, and God bless, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
That's such a good lick, man. Nice. Oh, baby. I'll have that as coming back music. Oh, well, I would like a little Dead Man's Party, Oingo, if you hear that, Patty. Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. Because that's what we're living in. A Dead Man's Party. Created by the Death Cult. Thank you very much. I want to get into some of the things that they did with me, and this is why I struggle to stay alive and get word out and warn and inform and hope that somebody someday might hear and step in. And, you know, I've reached out and I had emails back and forth with, I believe it was Patrick Byrne, but for all I know, it could have been a PSYOP or part of the larger PSYOP. But they prosecuted me in a federal fusion center. And if you don't know what that is and haven't heard that term before, you should be shocked. You should be afraid. You should be learning. You should be looking it up and wondering, like, what? And they prosecuted me in room 5150. This is how powerful they are. It's them spitting on you. It's their ritual abuse of you, of me, in this circumstance. They put a hook and ladder fire engine out in front of the World Trade Center when I was pulling up to the Federal Fusion Center next door in Long Beach, California. And World Trade Center was next to the federal building, which was converted and turned into, and what they were using for many of these federal fusion centers. And they put a police car out there and a fire ambulance with the back door open so that when I pulled up to the Federal Fusion Center to be prosecuted in a military tribunal, this is not fiction. This is what really happened. If you can Google or search my name, sorry, I hate to use Google because I don't know, they're a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations along with Microsoft and Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Bill and Hillary Melinda Clinton Foundation, who's now run by Chelsea Clinton, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The foundation is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British secret service. It is a British secret society. It is a British monarchical, I like that word. If it's not real, I just made it up. Secret service for the British German Crown, Queen Elizabeth, much like Justin Trudeau and the truckers and others in Canada should be marching with pitchforks to arrest and detain this usurper, this prince of the royal families who has sworn allegiance to Queen Elizabeth and the crown as the leader of Canada, and his one of his predecessors, I was going to say successors, but you know he has those too. Paul Martin was the disciple of his father, of Justin Trudeau's father, Pierre Trudeau, who served two terms as prime minister, like 16 years or 14 years or something like that. I don't know. They got everything left-handed up there, almost, kind of. Not quite. Not as bad as in England, where they drive on the wrong side of the road, literally. No, I'm serious. And I'm joking, of course, but who's right? Who's wrong? You know, tomatoes, tomatoes. Who cares? Except, and I had a Savoy asked me, does it really matter what kind of a government that we live in as long as it's not corrupt? And I'm like, yeah, it does. Yeah. Because I want all of the benefits of things like the money trust to go to the people, to go to all of us, to benefit all of us, to build roads and highways and super highways and maglev trains and yada, yada, yada. If all of the money that has been sucked up by the owners and controllers of the Federal Reserve actually went to the people, we would be living in heaven on earth. And it's that simple. It really is. Rather than these people owning, City of London owns 46, 47% of the world's wealth or controls it. That's insane. And, Walmart is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So back to the PSYOP that they carried out and continue to carry out on me because they're still doing it. They haven't stopped. They left the door open to the fire ambulance as a threat so that when I pulled up, like they were going to throw me in there. And then they kept leaving the door open to the military tribunal, which turns off the AC. And they did this to kind of put me in the hot seat, quote unquote, literally. And then they called in a tattooed Federal Protective Services agent because they were saying I was making all kinds of noise. I wasn't. I was sitting there and I would object to what was going on. They were forcing me to be my own counsel, even though they were trying to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent. get me to give evidence against myself to a psychiatrist, which I refused. I actually was convinced by my attorney that was forced upon me. And when I say my, say, you know, in quotations, because it wasn't my attorney. He wasn't representing me. We have legal aid under these immense federal contracts that are there to protect us as federal maritime officers, because we're not just, you know, they've privatized a lot of this. And if you look at what's gone on in shipping, it's the same shipping magnates like John Snow, who was former Secretary of the Treasury. I think he was also tied with Cerberus that, you know, bought Chrysler back from the Germans when Daimler-Benz bought Chrysler, which owned and controlled the Chrysler tank division. And it was spun off and sold off to General Dynamics. General Dynamics is part of the, it's a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Carlyle Group is, which owned and controlled it. Carlyle was started by Youngkin. He was co-founder with David Rubin or David Rubenstein or whatever. So they kept trying to force me for, they brought charges March 3rd. Well, sorry. The Coast Guard moved into Homeland Security that it helped create. It was a civil service, a federal maritime police agency, one that was just started by Hamilton. And it turns out Hamilton was not a good egg. He's a royalist, Tory, a corporatist, a loyalist to the crown. It turns out that he's actually related to Morgan and to Rockefeller. The two families are, three families are related, part of the money trust and the ones that started the Federal Reserve and all this other good fun stuff. But Archie Morgan, who is a direct descendant of J.P. Morgan, one and two, senior and junior, he actually, I sat across from him in depositions of me where he wrote a letter to the Coast Guard to have me investigated within the Coast Guard's administrative law processes. I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard. I have a merchant mariner's license, a federal maritime license as an engineering officer, chief engineer, unlimited horsepower, and unlimited tonnage on, it was up for my first assistant and also promotion to lieutenant commander in the Navy, in the Naval Reserve, a component, a special component, where we are embedded within the United States Merchant Marine that is and has been being taken down by Bush and Clinton and others. Ford, who's, you know, it's not his real name. Hello. I've said that a number of times now. His real name was Leslie Lynch King. And if you had a last name of King, you would have changed your name or fled the country. Back in the day when our founders, because they detested royalty in any and all shapes and forms, and much like you should today, if you know anything about, because they see us as nothing but their property, that we are the fruit of their loins, and that thus, although you can't control your children or you can't decide what they should be taught, they can inject you as their property with anything and everything they want, including a microchip, a nanochip, because that's what is going on, people. You've already seen it. And when all this stuff started back in the end of the 1990s into 2000, or continued on with like Verichip and Tommy Thompson and all this stuff, you're seeing the fruit of these people's labor. Now, we'll be right back. We're going to the bottom of the hour break. Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein, WGSO, AM 990. We'll be right back. Oh, 504-556-9696.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, we'll defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State health officials say Omicron coronavirus has peaked in Louisiana and case counts are on the decline. LDH reports another 7,500 new COVID cases today, but that's a drop from the day before. The highest percentage of new cases is from northwest Louisiana, which is 16%. Statewide, nearly 20% of the new cases are among those 5 to 17. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says it'll take a few weeks before we see significantly lower numbers of new daily COVID cases.
Peaking is good. I think it's, I'm optimistic and I'm thankful, but there still is going to be a lot of COVID being spread from person to person.
Meanwhile, human trials are underway with Omicron-included vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna. Now, this news is unlikely to change Governor John Bel Edwards' plans to skip the majority of D.C. Mardi Gras events this week. Though Mr. Edwards is in the nation's capital, he will skip a lot of the larger social events due to the potential spread of Omicron. This is news on LRN.
People of Louisiana, Caesar is on the way!
Yes, the Caesar Sportsbook app is launching in Louisiana very soon. Get ready to bet on all the sports you love right from the palm of your hand. Sign up now using code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager with as soon as Caesars is live.
Louisiana only, must be 21. Permit pending in Harris, New Orleans, Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Horseshoe Lake Charles. Not available in prohibited parishes. Paid in bet credits. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Caesars Sportsbook.
Soon, people, soon.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Caitlin, age 20.
I got COVID in November 2020. In January, I started having long-term problems. I was a varsity soccer player in high school, and now I get winded just from walking. I can't remember things. It's just unbearable.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
blanquette. It's a French word, and it's a double entendre. It has in it a reference to whiteness, the French word blanc, as well as a play on the word blanket. A blanquette is a white meat served in a white sauce so thick that it's hard to tell where the sauce ends and the protein begins. This presents the danger of a very bland dish, but in the hands of a chef who's trying to accomplish more than the visual, it can actually be very good. The best blanquette, in our experience, was during the glory days of the French chefs in the Midi restaurant in the former Le Meridian Hotel on Canal Street, which often had blanquette de veau on their excellent lunch buffet. But that was long ago, and the time since we have devolved much farther into more casual dining.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of, it's a good, it's a morbid analogy, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, and or a more accurate term. And I thought it was the Blue Angels that did this, but the Navy would never do that. And I'm, you know, a sick tongue in cheek there, because shout out to the Air Force service personnel that lost their lives. I don't know if they're active duty or retired. I think they must have been active duty. And I thought it was the Blue Angels, where the lead pilot, who all the others, you know, form off of, took the Diamond Wing into the ground, all of them. And all the others, you know, followed suit. But it was actually the Thunderbirds, which is the Air Force. And it happened at Indian Springs in Nevada, now Creech Air Force Base, to where, because of the way they're trained, like us, like Americans, like human beings, the way they're trained, they followed the lead plane into the ground, all four of them. And it was tragic. I remember, and I thought it was, and I, that's why I was searching, trying to find it, the Blue Angels. But it goes to what's going on with the mass psyop, and what's gone on with me with the mass psyop. People involved, like Ted Olson, his wife Barbara Olson was involved with 9/11. I've been involved or surrounded by a bunch of these people involved with 9/11, like Kenneth Feinberg and some of his disciples, like Lieutenant Commander, Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Walter J. Brudzinski, who was the second administrative law judge. This is the administrative state we're talking about, administrative law we're talking about, where we have a court system that is unconstitutional, as held in Reed versus Covert 1957 by the Supreme Court, that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts within the executive branch. Separation of powers, people. This goes to the law that was passed in 1946-47, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, that many of the states followed suit on and have their own state administrative procedure acts that married and turned the United States and each and all of the states into police states, to where the police, law enforcement, is crafting the laws. And so what is it? A big stretch of the imagination to take it away from the legislature and to give it to the executive branch, to then take it away from the executive branch and to take the judicial powers away from the judiciary as well, Article 3, and hand them over to Klaus Schwab, who has created a worldwide constitutional monarchy that is the corporate state. And if you look at who the involved members of the corporate state are, like Walmart is a corporate member of the World Economic Forum and global constitutional monarchy, a worldwide kingdom. And that is what, you know, a king is a anti-god. A king is a man who has been voted by the Roman Senate, which is basically the Club of Rome or the Committee of 300, or the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits, which is all a continuation of Rome. And that's, you know, they took 400, 500, 600 years to dissolve the protest within England, Britain, and basically make it acquiesce to where it is the British, German, as in Habsburg, as in Saxe Coburg Gotha, as in Windsor, as in Bush, and Bush, and Obama. Obama's related to Bush. He's his ninth cousin twice removed. He's actually, Obama is more closely related to Dick Cheney. He's his seventh cousin twice removed. So we have kissing cousins like our founders and those who left Europe and came to the United States to get away from it all and to start something different, where we didn't need the royal families to lord themselves over us and suck off the tit of the state or the people and live the high life off of the cream from the crops of the people And I'm not some kind of communist or socialist, or I'm anti-royalist, because it's the royals who use communism, fascio-communism, socialism, even capitalism, extreme capitalism, not mom and pop. The corporation is an extension of and creation of the royal families that they created, the East Indies Corporation and more, that our founders opposed just as much. And that was, you know, throwing the tea in the harbor there, Boston Tea Party, to where they saw the corporation as the, you know, like Cecil Rhodes, who used his corporation to march into South Africa and seize the De Beer diamond, gold, silver, and copper and other mines, and use them to, and these were mines that were known about. These were mines that were talked about. These were mines that the Roman Empire and the families that were part of it and still part of it knew where they were, knew all about them. And although they may have passed into local or more remote hands for times here and there, Cecil Rhodes marched in with a private army, took it over, and named the area Rhodesia after himself. These are the kind of people that we're dealing with. Elon Musk is one of them. Jeff Bezos is one of them. Former Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's now at NASA, trying to destroy it from within and take down this public trust and turn it over and privatize it to people like Elon Musk and others, and basically take all of the national treasury assets that is and is all about NASA and turn it over and into private hands, which is basically what they've done everywhere. They allow republics to thrive, and then they come in and crash them like they are now. And I've said this for a very long time, like the Colossus at Rhodes was a prime example of that. A more complex and somewhat convoluted example is the fall of the wall in Germany and Berlin. The fall, because it wasn't just the fall of the wall in Germany, it was the fall of the wall between Russia and the United States, which was used much like the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg and their goals to create a worldwide monarchical communo-fascist totalitarian dictatorship, which is, you know, Ukraine's going to bring us closer to that. Having the United States facing off against Russia, just like two little kids who get in a fight, and whoever wins is the alpha male and the loser, and they become best friends. That's like pop child psychology. And they're applying it to nation states because we're not that old. We haven't been around that long. We don't know how these games are played very well unless you learn history. And, you know, like the Vandals and the Visigoths, those are two groups that were used by the Germans and Greater Germania to overrun the Roman Empire, to where the Romans had to give up 2/3 of their property to the invaders. And they're using the same kind of tactics now, where Joe Biden is, you know, acting as if he is the U.S. president, but he's not. And, you know, I don't understand how the powers that be, people that have money and access, if there's any good people in the Council on Foreign Relations, they should be stepping forward and sponsoring my show to wrap an arm around and protect people from the bad people within the Council on Foreign Relations. But I say, you know, they had the logo of the, I'm not looking for any help from the Council on Foreign Relations. Sorry, I would appreciate any and all help, but not from them. Anyone that has the, and it's the, not just the horse, it's the horseman, but the first horse and horseman of the apocalypse, the white horse, as their logo for almost 100 years, they just took it off of their homepage recently in the last couple of years, but they had it up there forever. And if you do search, you can find out what it is. Tex Mars, who's done a number of books, defined it pretty clearly and pretty well what it actually is and what it's all about. But these are the people that came after me, and you cannot, I'm surprised I'm still alive, and I'm doing the only thing I have left is basically my voice and my experience and what I've been through, which is, you know, far worse than what it was exposed and talked about in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where they basically had me almost as if I was Jack Nicholson in the psych ward, but instead I was in court and I was defending myself almost like in a straitjacket, might as well have been in a straitjacket, to where I'm defending myself against military JAG counsel in the Coast Guard, in a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, that's not in the Department of Defense, that has moved military law outside of the Department of Defense into the DHS and has stripped this new version of military law of posse comitatus that prevents the military from being used for civilian law enforcement, for civilian affairs. And this has been going on for some time. Federal fusion centers are involved, Room 5150 and more. Shout out. Shout out. We'll be right back. We're going to break. Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein. WGSO, AM 990, 504-556-9696. One new caller.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at the Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 26th, it's Colin Davis and the Mad Dogs, and on February 2nd, Squirrel Nut Zippers. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, we'll visit with North Shore DA Warren Montgomery. We'll talk about all the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss and view the latest national security threats with Ringside All-Star Chris Holton. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
All right. And I've mentioned before on the program, this is coming back music. We're coming back, and let me see what I can actually squeeze in here. Who knows? This may be my last show with everything that's going on and how hard they've been coming after me and for how long. But I went to Senator Feinsteiner, sent her whistleblower letters, and she turned me over to a woman named Nicole Nason, who is the Undersecretary of the Department of Transportation, one of the agencies that filed suit against me, along with the Department of Homeland Security and the Coast Guard in the United States, and prosecuted me in a military tribunal, which ended up taking 14 years. Senator Feinstein turned me over to Nicole Nason, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, much like her husband, I think it's David Nason, who's also a graduate of the World Economic Forum, like Gavin Newsom, and the, you know, which is the World Economic Forum, which is a constitutional monarchy. And Alex Jones told me to my face, without even knowing what I was talking about or trying to talk about or get to him about, and he'll have people like Peacenik on his program, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, but he won't talk to me and try to figure out what's going on with me and get the word out and warn and inform guys like Kenneth Feinberg. Oh, who's he? Well, he's involved with Agent Orange, the 9/11 Trust Fund, set up for families who were injured involving the 9/11 incident. Guys like Walter J. Brzezinski, who was trained by Kenneth Feinberg, who was the second administrative law judge, who was a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, who's also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, who presided over the military tribunal of me as a alleged and identified civilian. Think of the Black Hawk that shot unarmed Iraqis who were identified as civilians and unarmed. They did the same thing intentionally to me. And I'm telling you, these are not Americans. These are British agents, whether they realize it or not, and they're just corrupt and corruptible. But they are and have been acting for the British German Royal Crown and setting up this worldwide system. And I've been trying to warn and inform guys like Archie Morgan. It's JP Morgan. That's the money trust. It's the Kennedys and more. I even had an actress named Kennedy, Mimi Kennedy, involved in some of this. She was the mom on Dharma and Greg or something. And remember, I'm out here in California and been in New York and all over the world, and was actually in Georgia, former Soviet Republic, where I ended up at the opera with Shevardnadze. I was up in the upper seats, the mucky muck seats, as a officer in the United States Merchant Marine on board a World Aid food cargo ship, carrying World Aid food cargo to Azerbaijan and Armenia. And I had four former Secret Service agents standing behind me at the opera because they knew that I was also an officer in the United States Navy, Naval Reserve, the Merchant Marine Ready Reserve. And so I was a potential threat. And the governor, well, not the governor, but the president of the Republic of Batumi in Georgia. Well, it's Georgia, but before Shevardnadze took over, it was a Likes Brothers ship that left the United States and went to Canada. Go figure. American President Lines is involved, which is Hamburg America Lines. I've been trying to warn and inform and explain and get the word out and even talk about things like the administrative state, how it's being used, how it is kingly law, it's prerogative law. You can go to books like from Philip Homburger, who's a Columbia law professor who wrote The Threat of the Administrative State. No, The Threat of Administrative Law, I think. And is administrative law unlawful? And, you know, the other book, like is Ian Fleming, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But the other book is Philip Bobbitt, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. He is also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And in there, he tells us that they're trying to separate us from our government. And that's exactly what they have done. Not are doing, have done. And if you think there's any way back, I don't think peacefully. I don't think civilly. I mean, you can try and fight and protest and file actions in court and more. But the courts, like Alex Kaczynski, he's another one who I got caught up in, or got caught up in my affairs. He's Ninth Circuit. And Ted Olson, Archie Morgan. No one can stay alive and stand up against these people on their own. And no one can pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And I've been fighting, doing everything to stay alive and survive and get word out and warn and do my oath to the Constitution, the American people, and uphold it somehow. Oh, that was the one thing I want to mention is the Coast Guard, which carried on the military tribunal of me as a civilian, alleged and identified by them, who also said I was a genius. And I, you know, coming from them, I don't know if that's that much of a compliment, but they said that I said that evil spirits possess me at times. No, seriously, really. Yeah. They used the DSM-4 against me as evidence and basically filed the whole thing as evidence against me and everything in it, and basically threw the book at me. And it's like, what? They even weighted evidence against me that did not exist. They said that because I would not testify against myself in an undisclosed, unrecorded, unregulated psychiatric examination, that was evidence that I was guilty. And it's like, wait, what? Because under administrative law, which is unconstitutional, there's no rules. They can make up the rule literally in the midst of the proceedings. They can go back 5-10 years and enforce a rule that still does not exist to this day. That is administrative law. And even, you know, the Koch brothers don't like administrative law. You realize it's going to be really bad when the Koch brothers don't like it and can't use it to their own best interest and benefit somehow. But all of our state and our federal constitutions were crafted in such a manner to avert and prevent the use of kingly law, prerogative law, administrative law. And after World War II, a war that we thought we won, which we really didn't, they passed any number of laws, but the Enabling Act, like in Germany, which was the administrative, federal administrative law, or Federal Administrative Procedure Act, that gifted the legislative powers and the judicial powers, the Article 1 and the Article 3 independent powers, like separation of powers, like Montesquieu, like the three great powers, and turned them over to the executive branch, the Article 2 executive branch, the Article 2 law enforcement. So not only have we been living in a military, or I'm sorry, not only have we been living in a police state, it is clearly now a military police state, because the Coast Guard has changed military law using administrative law to do so, stripped military law, its version of it. And if one version doesn't have it, there's only supposed to be one version, but its version of it does not have posse comitatus that the South fought so hard to incorporate and brought over from Europe, which was, you know, you can't use the military against your own people. Posse comitatus. It was an act of Congress pushed by the South because the North was using the military to impose itself as law enforcement upon the South for over 10 years, 10 to almost 15 years. That's it, people. I hope to hear or be back next week. We'll see. WGSO AM 990, your host Eric Schein, could really use some help and circling to the wagons. So contact the station, reach out. I'd like to get Amy, says WTF, on the program or be on her program and kind of lay out some of this stuff. Or the Black Pill. Cheers. If you know any of these people, get the word out. Try to hook me up. I'd love to get on Tucker or even Jesse Kelly. I called into their program the other day about administrative law and the Council on Foreign Relations and stuff. But cheers. Shout out. Have a good weekend.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.